This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Before this month, we were all worried about the drought conditions in Iowa as it continued for over 200 weeks. We'll have more right after this word from our sponsor, the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
Over the past few growing seasons, we've been in significant thunderstorm deficits, which leads to drought conditions since we get most of our rainfall from those storms. This year, though, we've seen plenty of thunderstorms, tornadoes, and even another derecho, according to Iowa State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson.
We've been in thunderstorm deficits, droughts, for lack of a better term, over the last three growing seasons, and hence drought expansion and intensification. So along with the severe weather, as you mentioned, the thunderstorms that bring us the severe weather also bring us beneficial rains. And we've seen increases in stream flows. Much of the northern half of the state has well above normal stream flows for this time of year. Soil moisture profiles are saturated, at least at the shallow layers, but also getting deeper infiltration. And then you're talking about these longer term precipitation deficits. So just over the last 2 weeks, we've had tornadoes, we've had hail. Last Friday, we had another derecho, which again, as a reminder, it's a squall line that has to go at least 400 miles, be 60 miles wide, and within that swath have at least a majority of the wind gusts at 58 miles per hour or above. So we had a derecho along with 18 tornadoes with that event.
Glisson said these storms have provided the drought buster that we sorely needed.
But yes, we look at the silver lining here is a removal of drought. Now, it is keeping some farmers out of the fields and some planters haven't been able to get out. But overall, this has been the drought buster that we needed year to date in the top 10 wettest years on record.
For more information, visit iowaagriculture.gov/climatology-bureau. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.